Get ready for your daily dose of WordPress and web development tips, tricks, and insights to help you find success with WordPress. You're listening to WP the Podcast with your hosts, David Blackman and Tim Streifler.
Hey, everybody. Welcome to another episode of WP the Podcast brought to you by WP Gears. I'm David Blackman.
And I'm Tim Streifler.
Today, we're going to talk about our chatbots the future. Tim, what do you think? Are chatbots the future?
Yes, I do think they're the future. We're going to talk about forms and chatbots. I don't necessarily think it's going to completely make forms obsolete. I think forms will always have their place, but I think a lot of things that people would normally do in forms, chatbots can just be done in a way better way. If you look at forms and doing conditional logic and stuff like that, you know, where conditional logic is if this, then that, you know, if the user, does this option, checks this box, then you show them, you know, these set of questions. And if they do this other option, they're going to show them a different set of questions and so forth. And so chatbots, in a way, are similar, where you can program to have them answer different questions based off of what a user is asking or saying. It's way more interactive. It's more like a real conversation. And it gives, even though users are probably going to know that it's a bot, they're not going to, like, it's not like you're tricking them, but it just gives them a more personable experience, opposed to just typing words into a form field.
Yeah, it's very, very engaging. We have been testing out chatbots here recently on our website with our Facebook page. And I got to be honest with you. Mark my words. I think chatbots are going to be the way that user acquisition is driven in minimum a couple of years from now. It's going to be the main way that people get user acquisition as opposed to forms. Currently, it is set up with forms, opt-in forms, email forms, you know, newsletter subscription forms. They're very powerful. But as Tim said, you know, the interactiveness and in the engagement is just really awesome. You feel like you're talking to a human being. I mean, I've got my face up there and, you know, I can pretty much say anything and it, you know, it's done with JavaScript, first of all. So it's it looks like it's thinking. It looks like, you know how when somebody's typing, you're in a chat conversation on Facebook or anywhere, Messenger, even on your phone. You can tell when somebody's typing. Well, these bots, it looks like they're typing. Even though these are pre-programmed answers that you've already mapped out the conversation, it really looks like they're typing and talking. So people feel like you're there with them, even though you're not. What I really like about it is the integrations, that the power that these forms have. They're extremely more powerful than the most advanced forms. And the reason I say that is they can do everything the forms do with the conditional logic and everything, but you can, you know, have a live human being right there. It kicks them over to a live human being, no problem. You want to switch from the bot to a live person? You have that flexibility and stuff. Appointments, link setting, links to articles that you want to highlight and showcase. It will automatically direct you to a specific page on your website without them even clicking a link, which is awesome. I mean, they'll go through your cadence, so to speak, of the conversation, and then they choose something that, hey, I want to find out about this. I want to read this blog post on your website. As soon as they answer that or put that in there, it says, okay, no problem. Boom. Takes them right over there to that page. And that is huge without them having to click a link and stuff. So I really think, chatbots, are they the future? 100%. I'll eat my shorts if it isn't the way that user acquisition is done, and then, you know, in less than the next 2 years.
Yeah, great, great points. Yeah, and I think I'm excited to use them in my own business in a few different ways, and I'm, you know, kind of exploring the best ways to integrate it and kind of get things rolling. But you know, for sales and marketing, huge, but also like on the customer support side, for example, customers don't typically read documentation. You know, some do, but a lot of times people will open a support ticket for something, you know, asking how to do something with one of my products. That is there, you know, there's a very, very, you know, straightforward article in our support docs that do that. And that's okay. Some people, they'd rather just, you know, ask a question opposed to having to look through, you know, a bunch of different articles. And I get that. And I'm not, you know, nothing against that. But having a bot that can go and say, here you go, here's the answer to your question in this article over here. Kind of like what David was saying, you know, with the blog post, but, you know, from the customer support side, rather than bogging down my support team answering a question that has already been answered, essentially, you know, and it's documented, you know, and so like little things like that, you know, it doesn't seem like a big deal, but when you scale that and stretch that over, you know, thousands and thousands of customers asking the same, you know, repetitive questions and everything, now it's like you don't have to hire more support people just to answer, you know, the same repetitive questions and everything. And so, you know, there's so many things to be excited about, chatbots and ways to use them, you know, for setting appointments. So like on the sales side and yeah, it's crazy what you can do. And we really are in kind of in the beginning stages of chatbots, and you know they're going to continue to evolve and get smarter, you know, more AI, all that kind of stuff. So it's awesome.
And the engagement rates, I will end with this before we dive off into our you know, tomorrow's episode later, but I'm going to tell you right now, the engagement and open rates on chatbots are insane compared to email marketing and stuff, where you may get a good, you know, click-through rate, maybe 5-10% on email, which is great. You're getting north of 50% with chatbots. So, you know, kind of a no-brainer and stuff when you look at the metrics and the data, at least right now. And I'm sure email was the same way in the beginning. So, like we said, we're in the infancy of chatbots. Jump on it now before people become numb to them and stuff. And I think your business has some great opportunities.
Yeah, absolutely.
Tomorrow, we've got another great episode for you. We're going to continue the discussion about chatbots, and we're going to let you know about the different kinds of chatbots you should consider. Until tomorrow, we'll see you then.
Take care. Bye-bye.
We've come to the end of today's episode of WP the Podcast. Join us tomorrow for more daily tips and strategies designed to help you run your WordPress business towards success. Remember to subscribe to WP the Podcast so you can stay up to date with each episode. And don't forget to rate and review us. We'll see you again tomorrow, right here on WP the Podcast.